Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's an honor and a pleasure to come here and fellowship with you, particularly to come in and preach from God's Word.
今天能和大家在一起团契，特别是能够来传递神的信息，实在是一个很荣幸的事情。
It seems like everywhere I go now, I run into Chinese people.
好像是不管我到哪里去，都能见到中国人。
I graduated from a degree on Friday.
我星期五的时候刚刚毕业。
And I was a bit disappointed. I graduated with high honors, but I missed graduating with highest honors.
我有点遗憾的是，我虽然毕业的成绩很好，但是还是没有达到最高的成绩。
There was one person in my degree who graduated with highest honors.
那么我们专业有一个学生是以最高的成绩毕业的。
He was Chinese.
他是个中国人。
Join with me in prayer, please.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we come before you this special day, and we acknowledge Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Lord, this great and precious gift that you have given us is beyond comprehension. When God became a man.And walked among us in order to take away that which separated us from you. By our own free will, we have sinned and rebelled and love other things more than we love you. But you love us even more. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have shown an incomprehensible love in coming to us in Jesus Christ, who took on a human nature and he humbled himself to the point of death.Even death on a cross, in order to bring us home back into your love. So we come before you today, Lord, and we ask that you would search our hearts, test us and know our anxious thoughts, see if there is any offensive ways in us, O Lord, and lead us in the way everlasting. We give you this time and ask for your blessings upon it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, today we'll be looking at Matthew 1:18-25, which we just read.
那么今天我们大家一起看我们刚刚读过的马太福音一章十八到二十五节。
I love the Bible and I read it wherever I go.
我爱读圣经，我不管到哪里都会带着圣经来看。
Several years ago, a Jewish man confronted me in a coffee shop while I was reading my Bible.
那么很多年以前呢，当我在一个咖啡店里正在读圣经的时候，一个犹太人找到我来跟我搭讪。
He did this to try to convince me that Jesus was not God who took on a human nature in order to die on a cross to take away our sins, but merely a good man.
那么他试图要说服我说，耶稣他不是一个神变成人的样式来替我们除去罪孽的，他只不过是一个很好的人罢了。
After many discussions over several months, we decided to visit each other's house of worship.
那么在我们互相讨论了几个月之后，我们最终决定互相拜访对方的教会崇拜。
Although he never visited my church, I did go to visit his synagogue.
那么虽然他最后还是没有来我的教会访问，不过我的确去了他的会堂。
And like many of my own sermons, I'm sure, I didn't remember much of what the rabbi said after I left.
那么我最后其实不记得那个拉比说了什么，就像我自己讲的大家也不记得一样。
But 10 years later, I still remember how the service ended.
但是过了十年了，我却还依然记得那个会堂的仪式是怎样结束的。
As the rabbi finished, everyone came together in the middle and put their arms around each other in a hug and turned back towards the entrance in expectation.
那么当仪式结束之后呢，我们看到所有的人大家都在中间，大家互相张开胳膊抱在一起，然后一起回头呢望向这个会堂的出口处。
When I asked my friend what this was all about, he said that they considered themselves the bride of God and they were waiting in expectation for their groom, God, to come for them.
那么我就问我的这位犹太朋友说这是怎么回事呢？我的犹太朋友就跟我解释说，大家在一起，好像他们把自己当成是一个新娘在等待神，也就是他们的新郎的出现。
It was very beautiful, and it's a very biblical idea. Many times in Scripture, God reveals himself as our husband and we as his bride or wife.
这是一个很美的描述，它的含义也是非常符合圣经的。在圣经的很多地方呢，圣经都把神描绘成一位丈夫，然后我们呢是他的妻子，等待他的到来。
Hosea 2:16 and 19 sums up the idea. And this is from the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible to which the Jewish people read.
那么在何西阿书，也就是旧约，犹太人也看的一本圣经当中呢，在二章十六节和十九节讲到了这个。
In that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband, and I will betroth you to me forever.
那日你称呼我为医师，就是我丈夫的意思。我必聘你，永远归我为妻。
I want you to notice that the Lord is speaking to them as his people.
那么在这里呢，神是向他的子民在说话。
But it's not until another time, that day, that they will call him my husband.
但却不是当时，而是说那日，将来要有一天，你们要成为我的妻子。
And then they will come into a betrothal engagement forever.
那个时候，他们会永远的在一起结婚。
It's no accident then that I take that Matthew records the birth of Jesus.Within this story of Joseph and Mary's marriage.
那么马太福音在提及耶稣降生的时候，同时记载了约瑟和玛利亚的婚姻，这并不是一个巧合。
I believe Joseph and Mary's marriage union is recorded in Scripture for us as the context of Jesus' birth to teach us about our union with God through Jesus.
那么我认为圣经中把约瑟和玛利亚的婚姻的这个联合作为了耶稣降生的上下文的背景，这是要教导我们，我们是如何借着基督和神在一起联合的。
It explains why God did become a man and die for our sins and does so in a very beautiful and romantic way.
就通过这样的方式呢，解释了神为什么要成为人的样式，为我们的罪而死。这是一个非常美好而且是浪漫的方式。
Let's read verses 18 and 19 again.
我们一起读一下马太福音一章十八节和十九节。
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about.
这是耶稣基督出生的时候的故事。
His mother Mary was pledged.To be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
她母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, he did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly.
因为她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿明明的羞辱她，就想要暗暗的把她休了。
Joseph and Mary were then betrothed or engaged. That's what pledged to be married means.
那个时候，玛利亚和约瑟是订婚了，已经是约定好一定会结婚的状态。
And in this culture, they're legally married already.
在犹太当时的文化当中呢，他们已经是成为合法的夫妻了，其实。
However, from an earthly perspective, it looks as if the marriage is over before it really begins.
从我们人的角度来看呢，似乎这段婚姻在还没有开始的时候就已经结束了。
Because Mary is found to be pregnant, and worse still, not by Joseph.
因为玛利亚被发现怀孕了，最糟糕的是还不是约瑟的孩子。
Now, if you've ever had a person that you love dearly,betray you and cheat on you.
如果你有一个深爱的人，他背叛了你，他还骗你。
Then you know how painful and humiliating this can be.
你就知道这种感觉是多么的痛苦，多么的羞辱。
And this is what we've done to God.
这就是我们向神做的事。
According to Mosaic law, adulterers could be stoned to death.
根据摩西的律法呢，犯奸淫的人是要被用石头砸死的。
But true righteousness, a divine quality, is both just and merciful and never vindictive.
然而从神来的那种真正的从神来的公义呢，是同时兼有了公正和恩典，这其中是没有恶念的。
here we see Joseph's heart that reflects God.
我们看到约瑟的心是能够反映神的样式。
Because Joseph was a righteous man, he could not enter into a corrupt marriage with Mary.
因为约瑟他是一个义人，所以这样一个被破坏掉的婚约，约瑟是不能够进入的。
But true righteousness is not that self-righteousness that people often think of, nor is it mere law without mercy.
而真正的义人呢，并不是人们想象的那种自以为义的那些人，也不是说没有爱心而只讲律法的那种人。
We see in verse 19, because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, he did not want to expose her to public disgrace. And all that that entailed.
在第十九节说到说约瑟，因为约瑟是个义人，所以他不愿意当众的让玛利亚受到羞辱。
So he decides to divorce her quietly.
所以他决定悄悄地跟玛利亚离婚。
So we see that Joseph, his love for God by not wanting to break God's law and marry Mary.
所以我们就看到说约瑟他是一个真正爱神的人，这样他就不愿意去违背神的律法来跟玛利亚结婚。
Yet truly loving Mary from his heart,In spite of her perceived sin against him, he tries to ease her punishment as much as he can.
但是我们又能看到说约瑟是真心爱玛利亚的，所以尽管玛利亚犯了罪，他也不去追究，而是尽他所能的减轻玛利亚可能要承担的后果。
The problem is he can only do so much.
问题就在于他所能做的实在是有限。
Because he is not God, but merely a man,His best isn't good enough.
因为他毕竟不是神，他仅仅是一个人，所以一个人能做到的最好却还不是完全的。
Under Mosaic law, she would still suffer disgrace. She would still be separated from him and from the community of God.
在摩西的律法之下呢，玛利亚还是要受到羞辱，还是要和约瑟分开，并且也不再是属神的子民。
Now, this is the exact problem that all of humanity has.
其实这也是我们全人类所面临的一个问题。
Due to the pervasive sin in the human heart, we're all separated from God and each other in a way that's not meant to be.
因为我们有罪，然后又因为神圣洁的律法，我们都与神隔绝了，但这不是神的本意。
God originally created us to be united with Him.In an intimate, deeply intimate way.
神本来造我们是要让我们跟神有一个非常非常深入亲密的关系。
And to be united with one another as well.
其实人与人之间也应该有如此的关系。
This is a deep harmony.
这是一种非常深入细致的和谐。
It's what the Hebrews call shalom.
在希伯来语叫做沙龙，就是平安。
This is why the Jewish synagogue huddled together in a group hug, symbolizing this shalom harmony that we're supposed to have.
这就是刚才我所讲的，为什么那些犹太会堂的人大家搂抱在一起，来象征这种本来的人与人之间应有的这样的和谐连接。
And they were waiting for God to come and bring that harmony into its fullness.
他们在等待神的降临，可以带给我们真正的这样的和谐。
Now, right now we're separated from God, and as a result, each other, because we're lawbreakers. We broke God's law.
因为我们犯了神的律法，所以现在我们就不但是跟神隔绝了，我们人与人之间也隔绝了。
Which is an expression of His holy nature.In an attempt to live life without God.
那么也就是说我们试图要没有神活着。
In the Garden of Eden, we love what the tree promised. Wisdom, beauty, food, apart from God.
我们爱神所造的那些给人智慧的事物，那些食物，那些美好的东西，而却没有爱神。
We loved it more than we love God.
我们爱这些东西胜过爱神。
We love God's things more than we love God.
我们爱神的所造之物胜过爱神。
In the English congregation, we often have a saying by Pastor Tim Keller. When you make a good thing an ultimate thing, you demonize it.
那么在英文堂我们有讲过说，当你做一件好事已经最好的时候，就成为一个不好的样子。
You demonize it because it becomes your idol and takes the place of God.
因为你看这件事情看得太好了，所以它就成为了你的一个偶像，这样的话就把你的目光 离开神。
I'm going off scripture, so give her some break if she's not. These are often the best things in life.
这些东西通常都是生命中最美好的。
We usually don't mistake pornography for God, but we can mistake love for God.
但是我们通常情况下不会把神的其他意思弄错，但是很容易把神的爱弄错。
Oftentimes we think of sin merely as moral sin.
通常情况下，当我们想到罪的时候，都是一些道德上面的罪。
And it is sin.
但那的确道德上是罪。
But sin is much more deceptive.
但是其实罪的含义要更深一点。
We often tend to think the sinners are those people.
我们一直都觉得说罪人都是那些人。
And we think we're good because we love family, we have good jobs, and we're good in community.
我们都觉得自己还不错，因为我们爱家人，我们工作得很好，我们在社区当中也很好。
But sometimes these good things can become ultimate things, and we mistake them for God.
但有时候这些好的事情呢，就成为太好的事情，以至于我们把它看得太高，以至于它取代了神的位置。
And we base our relationship with God on being good.
我们把我们和神的关系呢建立在我们想要好的这种基础上。
We don't realize that we're still living under law because of that.
我们没有意识到说我们还其实是在这个律法之下。
Because we think God will love us because we do good.
因为我们以为说神爱我们，我们又做的是好事。
In the garden, the tree was not sinful in and of itself.
那么其实在那个园子里面那个树本身是没有问题。
Beauty, wisdom, food is not sin.
那么那个树很漂亮，然后能给人智慧，这是一个很好的食物，这不是罪。
The first sin was not murder or adultery or pornography.
那么其实呢，真正第一个犯的罪并不是像杀人啊、奸淫啊这样子的罪。
It was turning away from God to lay hold of a good thing.
而是人转离神，说我要抓住那个我看上去最好的东西。
But they mistake the good thing.For an ultimate thing, they mistake God's things for God.
那么他其实是把一个好的东西当成了是最终极的东西，他们把一个神所造的东西当做了神。
And the human heart has been held captive to sin's deception ever since.
那么这样子的话，人的心呢就被这个罪所抓住了。
We love and desire God's things more than we love and desire God.
所以我们去爱去想要神所造的这些好的东西胜过了我们想要神。
Like God and humanity, it looks as if Joseph and Mary will be separated forever.
那么在这样的情况下呢，看上去说约瑟和玛利亚这样的状态是要永远的分开了。
The religion, which was the Mosaic law, the same law that synagogues still go by today, could not save them.
他们当时的宗教，也就是今天摩西的律法，就像这些犹太人今天所信的，是救不了他们的。
Joseph could do nothing under the Mosaic law, other than what he did.
在摩西的律法下，约瑟已经不能再做更多的事情了，除了他已经做到的。
Separate from her, because the law separates sinners.
因为约瑟能做的只是离开玛利亚，因为在律法之下。这个律法就是让罪人和好的隔绝了。
And we're all sinners.
而我们都是罪人。
That's the bad news.
这是个坏消息。
The good news God stepped in with.
好消息是神干预了。
For them and for us.
为了他们也为了我们。
God vindicates Mary by revealing to Joseph the Christian gospel.
那么神干预的这件事情，他向约瑟启示了基督的福音，同时证实了玛利亚的纯洁。
Read with me verses 20-23.
我们一起来读20-23.
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child, and he will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, this is the good news of who Jesus is and why he came.
这个好消息告诉我们耶稣是谁和他为什么要来。
The angel first revealed Joseph that Jesus, to Joseph that Jesus is divine.
天使首先告诉约瑟的是耶稣是从神来的。
That he is God's son.
他是神的儿子。
Verse 20 reveals Mary is pregnant with Jesus, not by another man, but by the Holy Spirit.
二十节跟我们讲说，玛利亚不是从人怀的孕，耶稣是从圣灵来的。
And this is what Matthew is getting at too.
这就是玛利亚所讲，这就是马太福音所讲的。
The word for birth in verse 18 is different than the word for birth in verse 25.
那么我们看到说，十八节讲的和二十节讲的这就有一个不一样。
They're translated the same in English. I don't know if it is in the Chinese Bible.
在中文圣经里面，不知道和英文版的一样不一样。
But they're different words.
但是是 different words 是不一样的词。
The verse 25 is his actual birth. Verse 18 means origin.
前面是在讲的是来源，而后面讲的是真正的出生。
Matthew and the angel are revealing that Jesus's origin is God.
那么其实这个这块讲的是说耶稣的源头他本来来自是来自于神。
His origin is not from man.
他不是从人来的。
As humans give birth to other humans, so the Spirit of God gives birth to God.
因为人所生的就是人，那么圣神的灵，神所生的就是神。
Of course, God the Son is eternal, and this is a reference to his conception and birth into this world.
当然神子本身他是自由拥有的，但是这节所讲的特别是指圣灵感孕生子这件事。
When the eternal God took on a human nature in Jesus Christ.
当永恒的神成了人的样式，成为耶稣基督。
Now the angel further tells Joseph that this God-man has come to save his people from their sins.
那么天使进一步告诉约瑟说，这个神人来是要拯救他的百姓脱离罪。
In verse 21.
就像二十一节所讲。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
The person and work of Jesus Christ.
基督的位格和他的工作。
You can't have one without the other.
你不能把两个分开。
Later we find out that this will be accomplished through Jesus' death on the cross for us.
后来我们才明白说这件事情要通过耶稣基督为我们死来成就。
So the image that we have then is a husband coming for his bride to save her from death.
这样圣经呈现给我们的画面呢，就是一个丈夫来要为他的新娘而死。
To give her life by laying down his own.
用自己的命来换取对方的命。
But in this unique case, we're talking about eternal life and eternal death.
在这个很特别的事情上，我们看到这讲的是永生和永死。
And that's what's at stake.
这就是这个最重要的信息。
And that's why Jesus came.
这就是为什么耶稣要来。
Joseph believes the gospel, the good news.
约瑟相信了这个福音，也就是好消息。
And the very first thing happens is Mary, his bride, who was seen as unholy and adulterous in his eyes.
那么最先被影响的就是玛利亚，她开始原来是被她的新郎认为是犯了奸淫的，是不贞洁的了。
Is seen as a pure virgin once again.
再一次在约瑟的眼中，他又成为了一个圣洁的人。
In his eyes, she was unholy, and now has been made holy again.
以前他看他玛利亚是犯了奸淫的，现在他看玛利亚是圣洁的了。
And they are reconciled back together in holy matrimony.
这样他们就在神圣的婚约中又复合了。
God brought together again with the law separated.
那么神复合了律法所分开的。
And I believe this true account in which Matthew records for us as the context of Jesus' birth is here to teach us.
那么马太福音在这里记载的这个真实的事件是要教给我们一个功课。
In Christ, God has come for his bride, his people, to save us from our sins, to reconcile us back to him forever.That which was seen as unholy will be seen as holy.
那么在这里呢，是要告诉我们说，透过基督，神来到他百姓当中，也就是他的新娘那里，来拯救我们脱离罪，永远的恢复我们和他的关系。以前是不圣洁的，现在成为了圣洁的。
Now the difference, of course, between us and Mary in this story, is she is holy here, but we are not.
而我们和这个故事不一样的是，故事中的玛利亚她是圣洁的，但其实我们不是的。
We're like the woman in John 8.
我们就像是约翰福音八章所讲的那个女人。
If you remember the adulterous woman, the religious leader caught in an act of adultery and brought to Jesus.
我们大家记不记得那里讲到一个犯了奸淫的女人，那些文士们把她在行淫的时候抓住了，就带到耶稣的面前。
The Mosaic law said to stone her.
摩西的律法规定这样的女人是要被石头打死。
And they loved their religion more than they loved God in Jesus.
那么他们喜欢他们的宗教胜过他们喜欢耶稣。
So they wanted to trap him.
所以他们想给耶稣下一个套。
They knew Jesus taught that grace and forgiveness was the way into the kingdom of God.
他们知道耶稣教导说恩典和赦免是通向神的道路。
So if he condemned the adulterous woman, they would say, "See, he's no gracious savior after all."
如果耶稣定这个女人的罪，他们就说，看，这个人根本不是仁慈的救主。
But if he let her go, then they would say, "See, he's a sinner."He breaks God's law.
如果耶稣让这个女人走了，就放了她，他们就会说，看，这个人是个罪人，他违反了摩西的律法。
Now, this is an age-old problem of how to combine justice and mercy.
其实怎样兼有公义和恩慈是长久以来的一个难题。
It was Joseph's problem with Mary.
这也是约瑟面对玛利亚时有的难题。
His religionCould not solve this problem.
他的宗教信仰不能解决这个问题。
But Jesus did what Joseph could never do under the law.
但耶稣做到了约瑟在律法之下永远都做不到的事情。
Jesus did what no one else can do under the law.
耶稣也做到了任何人在律法之下都没有办法做到的事情。
He completely forgave her sins without breaking the law.
他完全的赦免了这个女人的罪，却又没有违反律法。
Because Jesus knew that he would take her place.
因为耶稣知道他自己会来替代这个女人。
He would die for her to fulfill the law's just demands.
他会替这个女人来死，来承担律法的公义。
Thereby being fully just and fully merciful.
同时这样他就完全的公义也是完全的有怜悯和恩慈。
When every other man in this world used her, Jesus loved her.
当全世界所有的人都不过是利用这个女人的时候，耶稣却爱了她。
Where was the man to whom she was committing adultery with?
那个跟她一起行淫的男人在哪里呢？
In all likelihood, she was set up by the religious leaders.
说不定那个人就和那些文士坐在一起呢。
The religious leaders who were supposed to love her and watch over her.
那些文士本来应该是来照看她的。
Set her up to die.
却让她死。
The man whom she was in this physical union with, which is supposed to be for love.
她所亲爱的这个男人本来是应该爱她的
sacrificed her to save his own skin.
却牺牲了她来保全自己。
Every other man in this world used her, but Jesus loved her.
所以当全世界的人不过是利用她时，耶稣却爱她。
Every other person in the world left her alone.
当全世界的人都抛弃他的时候
But Jesus left heaven so she would never be alone.
耶稣却为他预备了永生，是不会孤单一人的天国。
You could imagine that day that she surely thought she would die before this man.
大家可以想象一下那一天，她真的觉得自己要被打死了。
Everyone else had betrayed her.
每个人都背叛了她。
Why would he be any different?
这有什么用呢？
But what do you think when she looked into the love, the eyes of our Savior?
当她转眼看到耶稣基督的眼睛的时候，她在想什么呢？
She saw her true husband.
她看到她真正的丈夫。
She saw the one who would love her like no one else could.
她看到了一个不会像别人那样对她的一个真正爱她的人。
And you can imagine she was changed.
大家可以想象她被改变了。
Do you ever feel alone in this world?
你是否也曾经在这世界上孤单一人呢
？You ever feel perhaps out of place？
也许你会觉得你与世界格格不入。
Perhaps like the woman, you feel you deserve it。
也许像那个女人一样，你觉得自己是活该。
Perhaps you have done wrong yourself and therefore condemn yourself。
也许你觉得自己做的不好，于是开始自责。
You base your relationship with God and man under the law。
你的关系与神与人和律法之间就是这样。
There's nothing left but condemnation.
因为再没有什么可以做的。
What about Joseph, who was a righteous man, who thought that his beloved Mary betrayed him?
那么像约瑟一样，他是一个义人，但是他最爱的玛利亚却背叛了他。
Have you ever been hurt or betrayed by someone you dearly love through no fault of your own?
你是否曾经被你最亲爱的人背叛过呢？
Life is hard.
生活其实是不容易的。
Christ doesn't promise that when you come to him, everything will be all rosy.
基督其实没有应许说你来到他的面前，此生就一定花香长满。
In fact, the Bible says all those who desire to live righteously will be persecuted.
反而圣经却说，想要真的是在神面前行义的人，反而会被逼迫。
Jesus was nailed to a cross.
耶稣基督被钉了十字架。
All his disciples, with the possible exception of John, were martyred.
所有的门徒都被处死，当然除了使徒约翰。
It's not, you don't see that on an evangelistic track.
大家平常不会听到这样的信息。
Life can be hard, and oftentimes when you come to Christ, it gets more difficult in many ways.
人生是充满艰辛的，而反而你信了主之后，反而会更多的麻烦。
But wherever your troubles may be, remember this.
但不管你面对什么样的难题，你一定要记得。
When Joseph was at his worst time, completely betrayed by Mary in his eyes.
当约瑟最悲惨的时候，感到他所爱的玛利亚完全的背叛他的时候。
It was at that time that God revealed the gospel.
而就是在那个时候，神向他启示了福音。
In his darkest hour, he saw the light.
在他最黑暗的时候，他看到了光。
And he came to know God in a most intimate way.
他以最亲密的方式认识了神。
And was united back to Mary in a whole other way.
然后他又回到玛利亚面前，看到了完全不一样的场景。
Far, far greater than before.
比以前要强的太多。
When the woman was left alone by the whole world.
当这个女人被全世界都遗弃的时候。
Completely abandoned by everyone and everything.
被所有的人、所有的事物都遗弃的时候
She was not left alone.
其实她并不是孤单的
But alone with Jesus.
而是单单和耶稣在一起
God was with her in her pain.
神在她的痛苦中和她同在
And he revealed his grace and love in a way that only the broken can see.
耶稣向他彰显了恩典和爱，用的是一种只有受过伤的人才能体会的方式。
So it goes back to our love of God's things more than God.
所以我们回到神的爱。
Sometimes God needs to remove those things because they get in way of our relationship with God.
有时候神会挪去我们生命中的一些东西，因为它挡住了我们看见神的视线。
What we think will bring us happiness only separates us from the true joy of the one who is joy.
那么其实有时候很多我们以为能够带给我们快乐的东西，反而阻拦了我们去享受神那至高的喜乐。
What we think will bring us life will bring us death because it takes us away from God.
有时候我们以为我们得到生命，其实我们丢了，因为它让我们转离了神。
And sometimes God needs to take away these things or people in order that we can see Him and come to Him and be alone with Him.
有时候神要挪去一些事，甚至一些人，因为只有挪去了，我们才能够转向神。
See, as Christians, we think we need to be strong to serve God.
我们这些基督徒觉得我们应该刚强起来侍奉神。
And God says, you know what? You need to be weak.
那么有时候神说不是这样的，你们应该来哭泣。
The Apostle Paul says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong."
当你软弱的时候，有时候你是坚强的。
For God says, "My grace is sufficient for you in your weakness."
因为神说，在你的软弱上，我的恩典是显大的，我够你用。
I strongly suspect this woman was radically changed by this encounter with Jesus Christ.
我觉得这个女人在遇到耶稣之后，已经被极大的转变了。
And we'll see her with Joseph and Mary and all the saints shining with glory when Jesus returns.
所以当耶稣基督在荣耀中回来的时候，我们会看到玛利亚、约瑟和那个女人和众圣徒都在荣耀当中。
Because the best is yet to come.
因为最好的是最后才来的。
The consummation of our marriage union with Jesus Christ is still future.
而我们和基督之间完美的婚姻其实还是在将来。
God is using this time preparing us for that day.
神用现在的这段时间预备我们为了将来的那一天。
So if you're here and you have any struggles here today, it may be a blessing in disguise.
那么如果你今天在座的各位有一些挣扎的话，也许是件好事。
And if you're here with great joy because of all the God's gifts God has given you, then that's to point you back to God too.
那么如果我们大家坐在这里觉得很享受神所给你的一切呢，这些也要带我们回到神的面前。
In preparation for our marriage union with Christ.
我们是在预备将来和基督完美的婚姻。
Let's finish by reading verse 24 and 25.
我们一起来读24节、25节作为结束。
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
只是
But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son.And he gave him the name Jesus. Even though Joseph and Mary were married, they couldn't come together in full union until Jesus was born.
尽管约瑟和玛利亚结了婚，但是他们还不能完全的在一起，直到耶稣的出生。
In the same way, Christians are united to Christ now by faith, but we won't come into full union with him until he returns.
同样的，基督徒借着信心和基督联合，但是我们只有当基督再来的时候，才能进入那最完全的联合。
The New Testament starts by announcing the birth of Jesus Christ in the context of a wedding marriage.
新约的开篇就宣告了耶稣的降生。那么，在一个什么样的背景呢？就是一个婚礼当中。
The New Testament ends with the actual wedding.
而新约的结局恰恰是那个真正的婚礼。
Revelation 19 is when Jesus returns.
在启示录十九章讲到耶稣再来。
John calls this the wedding supper of the Lamb.
约翰称之为羔羊的婚宴。
This is the time when the Lamb of God will take away the sins of the world for good.
在那个时候，羔羊会除去世界上的罪孽。
At that time, all those united to Christ by faith now will be made holy.
在那个时候，所有现在借着信心和基督联合的人会被成为圣洁。
If we can go to that next slide or that last slide, this is what seems, Paul seems to have in mind. I betrothed you to one husband.
因为我曾把你们许配给一个丈夫。
To present you as a pure virgin to Christ.
要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
It's not an easy thing to go back to virginity.
重新回到圣洁并不是一件容易的事情。
But God does this when He returns.
但是基督再来的时候就会把这件事情成就。
All the adulteries that we committed to in this world against God.
我们所有在这个世界上所犯的罪 是违背神的罪
are removed.
都会被洗净
They are forgiven.
都会被赦免
And that we are actually made pure.
我们就会成为圣洁
We are actually made holy.
我们就真的成为了圣洁
And we enter into full union, holy matrimony with our holy God.
我们与我们圣洁的神之间就会进入那个真正圣洁的婚姻
Then at that time we will know what true love truly is.
那个时候我们就会明白什么叫真正的真爱。
Now we know in part.
现在我们只知道一点。
But then we will know in full.
那个时候我们就完全知道了。
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Father God, we come before you again this day. And Lord, I thank you for my brothers and sisters that are here, that have come to worship the Holy One, the Righteous One, the Son of God, Jesus Christ.As my sister Jill said, today is a day we celebrate, Lord God. So I pray today for my brothers and sisters that we may celebrate the great love that you have shown us in Jesus Christ, that you have come to us sinners, unholy, adulterers, in order to make us holy and pure, pure as a virgin once again, in order that we may come home into holy matrimony and to gaze upon your glory and to see your beauty.Father God, I pray for everyone that's here today, Lord God, that wherever we're at, Lord, whether it's a struggle or a time of great rejoicing, I pray, Father God, that you would bring them into a deeper union with them and you this very day. That your love, your holiness, your goodness, your greatness, your power, all that you are, Lord God, I pray, would change us into the image of Jesus Christ, that we may continually reflect that pure holiness.To which you are the Holy One of Israel, in order that the world may know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that no amount of group hugs or no amount of expectations or faith will do any good unless it's faith and union with Christ Jesus, our Lord. So I pray, Lord God, for my brothers and sisters here today, Lord God, that they will go out here today and celebrate the birth of God in Jesus Christ.Who has come to take away the sins of the world. In Jesus' name I pray.